Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Frank Cusumano coming up in a little bit. We're going to get excited about the Blues series against the Jets. We'll talk a little Cardinals baseball. They did drop the first of the series with the Mets, but the Cardinals are winning series right now, and that's very, very important. Paul Hall on entertainment, as we usually do on a Friday. He's going to start with this movie called Sneaks.
Once a year, sneakerheads come together for the largest convention this side of the Hudson River.
The Sneakerhead Gala.
Congratulations to our winner.
I got the ticket. I won.
These shoes, they're going to change everything.
Stay right here.
A foot! He put his foot inside me!
Ugh. I like him.
I believe this is animated, and it sounds like family fare for Easter weekend.
It is. It's nice to have something that's animated that's not coming out of the Disney, Pixar, or DreamWorks type of angle from animation. This is a movie about sneakers, because when we were all younger, I go back to my youth and I think about Jordans were the big thing, and you couldn't wait to get that new pair of shoes on. And this is a young man who goes to a sneaker convention, and he happens to do the unprecedented. He wins a pair of brand new limited edition sneakers. They get separated, and there's a collector that's after them and trying to get them from him. So it's a matter of these two sneakers that were a pair. Separated, one kind of traveling all over New York looking for the other. And it's kind of a fun little, just a fun thing for the young kids. It's not a something I'm going to say you're going to go to and remember forever and ever. I'm not going to talk about it in awards at the end of the year. But you're not going to be disappointed at all. It's upbeat, it moves, and it keeps the kids interested. I found myself enjoying Sneaks more than I didn't. Voices in here include people like Martin Lawrence and Anthony Mackie, and really your two lead roles. And Lawrence Fishburne plays the collector who's after these shoes. It's a great time, and quite frankly, if you're looking for something to get the kids out of the house, and over the weekend, Sneaks isn't a bad place to go.
Huh. Well, as you know, Paul Hall, we often talk just a little bit about politics on this show, and there is a documentary called The Dark Money Game.
In Mexico, it's a bite. In China, it's T-money. In America, it's called campaign finance. dark money led to the biggest case of political corruption in the history of Ohio.
In 2019, there was an investigation involving Matt Borges and Neil Clark. Neil had been one of the most powerful lobbyists in the history of the state.
Ready to people over.
All right. Well, I'm curious about this because I like Alex Gibney, who directed this. Alex Gibney has done exceptional documentaries in the past. Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room, among them, really, really good. But I, you know, this is one where I'm a little wondering, and Jane, you're probably going to disagree with me on this, of how fair the assessment of that particular Supreme Court verdict was, because your side has been complaining about Citizens United for a long time, right? It's ruined everything in politics.
That and term limits in Missouri have really...
Well, on that we don't disagree. You seen this one, though, Paul?
I have. The dark money game is kind of split up, at least for now, in two episodes, one being Ohio Confidential, which deals with the corruption case within the Ohio legislature, where First Energy kind of is thought of to have bought many people in the Ohio legislature. And yeah, Citizens United is at the crux of kind of what went on here. And then there's a second part that's out now on Max as well called Wealth of the Wicked, which gets into more of the religious side and the Catholic Church and some of the other places where in the Christian churches where money gets involved and people change their views on things. I don't think conservatives are going to be happy watching this. But the thing about Gibney is he always puts together something quite interesting to watch. You may not agree with it, but he's going to tell you an interesting tale. And he definitely has a position before it's all said and done. I'm not going to tell you what that is, but it's a tough watch because it feels very long for an hour and a half that each one of them are. But if you can get through it, it's a very interesting look at money and politics. And it's something that I think people should check out. And I think he should go deeper and do more because there's more out there, not just the Ohio Republicans.
I'll watch it because I do have respect for Alex Gibney, but I also know how the politics in 99% of the documentaries out there go. And I just wonder if it'll be a completely fair assessment.
Does it get into the nonprofit industrial complex where you have all these nonprofits who are really just shadow political organizations?
Well, it's all those super PACs and gets into how to basically hide money within politics where you don't need to tell people who you are, but you can get money to people and checks being paid to people directly. I mean, the case is overwhelming here with the FBI, what they got in wiretaps as you go through Ohio Confidential, that it's just it's mind-boggling. But you know it's not the only place that's going on, and you know it's not the only party that's doing
sure,
it.
So no doubt. Well, I'm curious about that, so I think I'm going to watch it. You got anything else? Because I want to talk about a couple things that are out there, but what else you got, Paul?
Yeah, let me mention briefly, new on-demand, Count Me In. I know you're a music fan, Mark, and Count Me In is something that had me smiling throughout. It's about drummers and drummers in the business.
Nice.
From every different band under the sun, from Nico McBrain, from Iron Maiden, to Stuart Copeland, to Chad Smith. This has really had me smiling because it's just guys and girls who have fun doing what they do. And then I just wanted to mention again, we're up to episode 3, and I know you and I have chatted a little bit about this. I know, Jane, you're checking it out. Mm-hmm. There's a new episode out today of Your Friends and Neighbors, episode 3 of eventually 9 that will be available in this. It'll go all the way up to Memorial Day before it's all said and done, of Your Friends and Neighbors, John Hamm. You know, this episode's title that you can check out today, Theoretical Herpes. Now, discuss amongst yourselves.
Well, a couple things. I like this show quite a bit, and I'm almost through the third episode because I started it last night. I thought they also dropped the fourth episode, did they not?
Yeah, I thought, because I've seen 3.
Yeah, I think the fourth is also out there, Paul. I think
I'm sorry. The fourth comes out on the 25th.
Okay.
That's definitely, we got...
I've seen 3, yeah.
Yeah. 3 are out earlier today, actually.
Well, I must have saw it wrong, but let's just talk about the show. I think this is really good work from John Hamm. And I've been, you know, kind of not all in on some of these shows this year, and I don't watch Severance and some of the things that people were raving about. I've given up even on The Bear season 3, but I thought the first 3 episodes of this were amongst the best I've seen this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I think you're going to love it as it goes on, too. I mean,
really? Good.
I'm up through episode 6. I refuse to watch episode 7 because obviously I have a little birdie that provides me with some stuff in advance. I have refused to watch episode 7 because I don't have access to episode 8 and 9 yet. So I don't want to be wanting for any period of time here, shall we say. But I think you'll like the way it moves through as the season progresses. We'll just say we deal with a lot of the different characters here, and a lot of these people, much like White Lotus, you can't really like them, but that doesn't mean they don't tell an interesting story.
Well, as we indicated, I talked about this a little earlier. John Hamm plays a guy by the name of Andrew Cooper, and he loses his wife, and his wife basically is now with an ex-NBA star
who's his best friend,
played by Mark Tallman. So he loses his house, then he loses his job at the hedge fund, and this is not really a spoiler because the whole show is kind of framed around this. He basically resorts to stealing like expensive watches and things like that from people that he's friends with or that he knows, and he turns it into a little, you know, cash-making industry because he's non-liquid. I think it's really intriguing, and I love the cast. Even, I was mentioning, Paul, I like Olivia Munn in this. I've never really been a fan of Olivia Munn, but I think they're onto something
here.
She
cracks me up.
And it's good to see John Hamm in a really good show again.
The thing about this, too, is he finds out more than just, he does more than just stealing things from his friends in the neighborhood. He finds out secrets that may be going on within the neighborhood as well. Things that you wouldn't know unless you're breaking into their house or... You know, finding some accomplices along the way.
There was quite a moment in episode 3 with that, with a woman that came home for sure. I loved it. All right, anything else we want to talk about? Jane, what else are you reading? Here's my challenge going into next week. Okay, by next Friday, I need probably about 3 or 4 shows.
Oh, because you're going to be on a plane.
I'm going for a 9-hour plane ride and then another 3-hour to Greece and then coming back.
Yeah, we have to focus
on
that.
So, Paul, your mission between now and next week is to give me some good recommendations, probably episodic stuff just because then I get 8 or 9 episodes and I can watch it on the plane.
It's easy.
Did you ever watch Paradise?
You know, I'm not done with Paradise. I liked it. That's one I need to download the rest of because sometimes it gets into a situation where Becky and I watch some shows. I think a lot of couples do this together. And then I kind of went rogue on that one. And since she's not watching it, I haven't gone back yet. But I do like it quite a bit. Jane, you watched Paradise, right?
Yes, I liked it a lot. Okay. So I definitely, you should watch that one.
Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
We'll talk next Friday. You better get to work on my recommendations.
I'm on it.
All right, we'll see you. Frank Cusimano's coming up. The Blues start the playoffs tomorrow. The Cardinals have been pretty decent this week. That and more coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.